Today's episode is brought to you by the Hippocratic Collective. Check out our shows and content at hippocratic-collective.com. This is Surgeons with Purpose, a show that redefines the surgeon's experience. Together, we'll normalize the taboo ways we think and feel about the world, all from a place of integrity. These are the conversations we aren't having, but should be. I'm your host, Dr. Mel Thacker. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is a special bonus episode from a webinar I gave on April 22nd called The ABCs to Get Back in the Current. This is for every single surgeon who has ever found themselves in urgency, anxiety, or self-doubt, which is the vast majority of us. When we are in those emotions, it can really narrow our ability to have observation, to access our intuition. And so when we're out of the current, which is what I'm calling that, it really behooves us to learn skills to get right back in. And so I have created this training, this teaching to help you get back in the current whenever you fall out. And so please enjoy. And at the end of this training, there will be a special offer that has a limited time bonus. So if you are listening to this, today is April 23rd. This bonus expires on April 25th at midnight. And so you're going to want to take advantage of that bonus. Just stay after the first half of the webinar. It will go into all of the details of what that bonus is. It's called the Empowered Surgeons Group. We start our first group call on April 30th, which is next week, Wednesday, a week from today. And so you're going to want to sign up at courses.melthackercoaching.com/courses/empowered surgeon. Please enjoy all of the value from this webinar about how to get back into the current. All right, guys, let's get started. Sorry, I should say folks. I shouldn't say guys. That's like, when I say guys, that's like a Midwestern thing that I have. So welcome. We're going to get right into this because I know you guys are surgeons and you have busy lives and you have things to do. So this is going to go quick. We're going to get through this material and I'm going to give you guys some value today. So if you don't know me, my name is Dr. Mel Thacker. I am an ENT surgeon. I've been in practice, or I was in practice, for about 12 years and I left my practice at the end of December. I'm fellowship trained in rhinology. I'm also a professional certified coach. And how you know you're in the right place is if you are a surgeon. You are a surgeon who does not always piss excellence and whose shit doesn't stink incessantly, right? Because, and I don't say that to be mean, I'm just saying that like a lot of us in training are modeled these mentors who seem to be able to, they just seem like they can do no wrong, right? They just piss excellence all day. They can do no wrong. Even if they do wrong, they sweep it under the rug. Or maybe they rarely do wrong and they're humble about it when they do and they admit to their mistakes and they learn and grow from it. That is amazing if you've been modeled that. But a huge majority of us are on a scale, on a spectrum of self-doubt and self-trust. And so the majority of the surgeons that you will meet in your entire lifetime and who you interact with and who are your colleagues and your peers and your friends are on this scale, where we're like self-trust or self-doubt, okay? And so it's so normal to go towards one end of the spectrum or the other. And so if you are one of those humans, you are in the right place. You're not alone. I've been there. All of my clients have been there. All of the humans that I know have been there. And it's not a problem. It's very fixable. And I'm going to give you a really simple solution to fix that when you get out of the current, as I call it, or like out of the flow state when you're in the operating room. When you start tending towards the self-doubt and tending away from the self-trust. It's amazing when we're in the OR and like everything's happening and it's easy and dissection is easy. It's almost like we want to high-five ourselves. I mean, that is the feeling state we're always going for as surgeons. It's almost like winning the Masters when we can finish a case and it's like it was so simple. And yet in retrospect, we're like, wow, what did we do, right? I dissected a parotid. I took out whatever it is, you know, whatever your subspecialty is. I'm going to use the example of me doing a parotidectomy to illustrate some of the points that I'm going to point out in this webinar. And so what can you expect today? So what you can expect in this next 60 minutes is I'm going to give you about 30 minutes of value, which is all the teaching that I'm going to give you.
I want you to save all of your questions for the end. And so get comfortable, find a place where you can absorb all of this material. There will be a replay, so you don't have to take notes. If you want to, you can screenshot some of these slides. And then at the end, I'm going to tell you how you can work with me for a lifetime, okay? If you'd like to do that, and if you want to take this work deeper. All right, and so that's what you can expect. So plan to be here for about an hour. First part will just be pure value. Second half will be questions and answers. And then I'm going to go into talking about a program that I have. All right, so let's get into it. So again, if you're just coming in, I'm Dr. Mel Thacker. I'm an ENT surgeon and I'm a professional certified coach. And I'm going to talk to you guys about getting back in the current. So let's talk about what that means. What does it mean when you're in the current? When you're in the current in the OR, you're in flow state. And so surgery is just happening. You're present. You have access to your intuition. It's like the wound talks to you. You are finding it easy. Even if the dissection is difficult, it's like there's no problem here. I can do this. And it's one of those things that we all endeavor to create. And when we do create them, we feel so proud of ourselves. And it's the reason why we keep showing up, is because we can help patients and we enter into that flow state. We enter into the current, and it's like the most amazing thing. It is ideal when we can create that. And if you create that, the majority of the time, amazing. Some surgeons do. But it's not uncommon for surgeons to fall out of the current. And again, if you happen to be someone who has had the red carpet laid out for you your entire life, it is a very specific lived experience for a surgeon to show up extremely hyper-confident their entire career. Okay. That is not the lived experience of a lot of the humans I have met. And so, if that is not your lived experience, it wasn't mine, then that's okay because there are ways to get back into the current when you fall out. And so, there are some physicians and they tend to like make their way up to like the very tippity top of like academia who are just walk into the world with like this hyper confidence and they can do no wrong, right? They piss excellence all day. That's fine. And they're always in flow state, or they create it, or they refuse to say that, they make mistakes. That is one avatar of a surgeon, but a huge majority of surgeons fall into this spectrum who can get into the current, and they often get into the current in many cases, but sometimes they fall out. And how you know when you're out of the current is when you feel urgency. That is such a good indication that you're out of the current. When you're in urgency, it is as if your body is saying, this is not a safe space. We need to leave this moment to get to a different moment. And so you want to take more action to get away from the current moment, which is the worst thing you can possibly do. When you're in urgency, the last thing you want to do is take more action. But it's so tempting when you're out of the current to want to like action your way out of it. Okay? But that is such a great indication that you've fallen out of the current is when you start to feel urgency. You start to feel like I got to get past this moment. I don't like this moment. This isn't safe. You've fallen out of the current. That's okay. Another indication is when you're in self-doubt. When maybe you've been in practice years or decades and all of a sudden you're questioning yourself. You're questioning your nerve monitor. You're questioning your equipment. You're starting to doubt your own instinct, your own training. And even though you know something to be fact, you start to doubt yourself. Like doubt is very interesting. Doubt is very helpful. When we want to doubt a plan or we doubt a diagnosis and we just need to get more information to make sure we are correct, that's very different than self-doubt. Self-doubt is basically saying, I don't know what I'm doing. And you start to lose confidence in yourself. And so if you start to feel self-doubt, that is a sign you're out of the current. Anxiety is a great indication you're out of the current. Your brain starts to go to the future, starts to think of all of the horrible things, starts to catastrophize. A really good example I will give you when I first noticed that I had gone out of the current was in 2013 when I was a brand new attending and I was doing a parotidectomy. Now, as a resident and as a resident at Baylor and at MD Anderson, I very easily entered the current, and you may also have experienced the same. And the reason why is because we detach ourselves from the outcome. The buck doesn't stop with us. But once you finish training, the buck stops with you. And so it's a much higher stakes type situation. It's almost like if you think of the Masters, for example. So for example, if you think of golfers, like you think of a golfer on the 18th hole and they go to sink a putt, if they start thinking of the multi-million dollar purse, they're going to get in their own head and they're not going to be able to putt as easily. They lose presence, they start to get an anxiety, they start to think of what would happen if they don't make that putt, they don't sink that putt. That is exactly what happens to us when we leave training. And so it's not unusual for this to happen. And so I was a brand new attending doing a parotidectomy, and while I had done several, I had a patient who had really thick parotid tissue, and I was dissecting, and it was like I felt like I was too deep, and I started to fall out of the current. And I felt myself go into urgency, into self-doubt and anxiety. And immediately my brain went to paralyzing her face, which is the most catastrophic complication that you can possibly have in a parotidectomy case, where you're essentially dissecting out the facial nerve to remove this gland, this salivary gland, along with what at the time was a benign tumor. And I immediately fell out of the current. And what I did was I called for my colleague. And so I was like, hey, can you call over to the clinic and have Dr. Nasiri come? By the time he came, I had found the nerve and everything was fine. I was dissecting things out. And he was like, okay, everything looks good. But that was the very first moment where I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't got this. I thought I got this, but I don't got this. And it's especially hard when you have like a resident or a fellow or a PA or an assistant watching you, and you start to wonder, like, what are they thinking about me? And so that is something I will come back to, that moment where I fell out of the current. But just notice that you're out. You are out of the current. You are no longer in flow state when you have any of these emotions. And then you lose access to your intuition because you get this like narrow, siloed headspace. As soon as you're out of the current, you cannot tap into your body. You cannot have observational awareness. You don't know the next right move. Another indication that you're out of the current is if you start to forget steps or you get lost. That's not uncommon. And this is essentially your body just telling you, like, hey, we're not safe. This is scary. We shouldn't be doing this. And what I will offer you is that when you do go into an anxiety spiral or you have a fight or flight moment where you're just like, oh my gosh, like for me, I was like, oh my, okay, so here's the tragal pointer. Here's the tympanomastoid suture. Here's the posterior belly of digastric. Like I have all this parotid tissue. I didn't believe my nerve monitor. I didn't want to cut those fibers, those desiccating fibers, because I was telling myself they were nerve when they weren't, and I wasn't believing my monitor. And I was starting to feel lost. And what you want to do is just take a breath and let yourself have that reaction. Like notice, like this is anxiety, this is urgency, this is self-doubt. If you let it be and you name it, it can flow through you. The catecholamines are the norepinephrine, the epinephrine, all of those like stress responses, those stress hormones can flow through you and they will flush through in about 90 seconds. And so that is one thing I will offer you is like notice, okay, like this is, I'm out of the current. I'm in urgency, I'm in anxiety, I'm in self-doubt. Let me just let that happen right now. And it'll flush through you in 90 seconds. You can put a lap on the wound, whatever you need to do to kind of like take a beat. And you can get back into the current. And so let's talk about how you can do that. So it's normal to get out of the current. It's very common to get out of the current. Nothing has gone wrong. And so the first thing you want to do, let's get into the ABCs of getting back in, is have awareness. Like, I'm out of the current. Tell yourself that. I'm out of the current. That is okay. Then have allowance. Nothing has gone wrong here. It is normal for me to be out of the current. A lot of surgeons fall out of the current. This is okay. I am okay. That is another A. You want to have acceptance. You can't deny it. If you're out, you're out. And then another part of the A is aligned action. So call for help. If it feels aligned to you, call for help. Hey, can you call the clinic and have Dr. So-and-so come on over? Go for it. Another aligned action, which I did not take, but I kind of wish I had, and I think it would be amazing if we all took this action, is to let our team know. Right? Can you imagine if you were a trainee, if you were a resident, and your attending said, hey, like as soon as they started to seem a little frazzled, they were like, okay, I'm out of the current. And they just like put a lap on the wound and they're like, I'm out of the current. I just need a minute. I need 90 seconds to figure this out. It's okay. Nothing has gone wrong. I'm going to figure this out. And like gave you permission so that you know you can go out of the current as well when you are an attending. What a lot of us have been modeled is attendings who put on a front and like try to get things, you know, try to pretend like they have everything all together, but internally they are freaking out. And because we are highly attuned social creatures, it's not a secret when the energy changes. It's very obvious when our energy shifts. And so it's no secret to the CRNA or the anesthesiologist or the PA or the scrub tech or the circulating nurse that like the surgeon is not feeling in control. It's very obvious. You've been there as a resident, as a fellow. I'm sure all of you have been there where you're like, ooh, like this person is freaking out a little bit. But we're so well trained to kind of put on the front of having it together that we never have the option to even say like, hey, I don't have it together. And so can you imagine how vulnerable that would be for an attending to say, I'm a little lost right now and I just need a minute. I'm out of the current. I will get back in 90 seconds. Just give me a second. I just need to breathe. And then they just like take a minute. What I will say to you is that when I was having anxiety and panic attacks in the OR, one of the most healing things for me was to let my team know. And I call this aligned action because I trusted my team. And so I would go to inject the septum during a septoplasty and I would have a full-blown panic attack as if my body was telling me something was attacking me. And so my hands would shake like crazy. And so I just let the scrub tech and the anesthesiologist and the circulating nurse, everybody know. I was like, listen, like my hand's gonna shake for about 30 seconds and then it'll stop. I'm just having a panic attack. It will pass. It means nothing. And because I was able to be honest with my team, it made me feel safer. And so if you are able to be honest, you can say like, hey, I'm out of the current right now. I'm going to get back in, but I'm just out for a second. Like, give me a second. It will allow all of your trainees, the team, to let you know, let them know that you are human. And if you're vulnerable for them, it'll give them the permission to be vulnerable as well. And so not that you have to do that, not that you have to call for action or let your team know, but that is an option. And it is an option to shift the culture in terms of showing our vulnerability and our humanness in the operating room. Not showing up as if we know what we're doing all of the time, because we don't always. Anxiety, self-doubt, urgency, it hits all of us. Okay, so those are the A's. Once you have awareness and allowance and acceptance and you've taken your aligned action when you're out of the current, you probably thought I was gonna say B is breathe, which fine, breathe, right? Breathe. Breathing is good. That's good. But the most important B of the ABCs to get back in the current is get your brain back in your own business. Get back in your own business. According to Byron Katie, there are three businesses. There is the universe's business, other people's business, and your own business. You only have control and power in your own business. You are completely disempowered when you are in other people's businesses and the universe's business. And so your brain is going to feel tempted to go to everybody else's business. It's going to go, what is this resident thinking about what I'm doing? What is this PA thinking about me? Are they judging me? What is the CRNA? What is the anesthesiologist? What is the scrub tech? What is the circulating nurse thinking about me? You don't have power there. Don't go there. Your brain is going to think, what would Dr. So-and-so from my training think about what I'm doing? That mentor from training is not in the OR with you. They're in Australia or Chicago or Texas or wherever they live or wherever they are. They're not thinking about you. Your brain is going to go to your peers and your colleagues. They're not thinking about you. They're not in the OR with you. They are in clinic. They are in their own ORs. They're elsewhere. You do not need to be in their business. You don't need to be in the resident's business or the fellow's business or anybody in the OR's business. You don't need to be in anybody from training's business or any of your peers' business. And your brain is going to also go, what if that terrible complication happens? And so when I remember back to falling out of the current for the first time in 2013, my brain, my imagination immediately went to paralyzing this woman's face. And because I was in that and believing that and I bought into that, it was really hard for me to like get back in the moment and then jump back into that story. And so that story kept coming up for me, and I was like, what if I cut the nerve? What if this? What if that? Right? What if, what if, what if, what if? That is all universe business. It has nothing to do with what's happening. You have to just let that go. And you can even take that side of you that wants to go in other people's business, that wants to go in the universe of business, and just say, like, listen, like, hey, I see you. You're gonna have to go off to the side. Like, you are not useful for me right now. I need you to go sit over in the corner. That has been really useful for me to kind of show up with that version of myself and then have that version kind of just sit over in the side, right? Over in the corner of the OR. Instead, you're gonna wanna get in your business. Like, it's just me and this body part. It is just me and this wound. It is just me and this joint. It is just me and this stem. It is just me and this gallbladder. It is just me and this parotid, or me and whatever it is, right? Whatever your specialty is, it's just you and that body part. I will always remember one of the worst airways of my career when this 30-year-old was actively losing his airway, poorly managing his secretions, desatting, had been on Heliox and was just not doing well, stridorous, and we're rapidly getting to the operating room, and his mother, this 30-year-old's mother, is grabbing me saying, like, please don't let him die. And this was not more than a couple of years ago. And because I had these tools, I don't know how I would have managed this without these tools, but because I had these tools, when I was in that OR, my brain wanted to go into the mother's business, wanted to think, what will she think of me if I lose this 30-year-old's airway? And I had to have that part of me, like, go sit over to the side. And instead, I strategically disconnected from this patient. I was like, it's just me and a really swollen epiglottis. It is just me and an airway. And I got the airway. And it went amazingly well. It took disconnecting. I was like, there is no one else here except me and this airway. I was like, me and this larynx, me and this epiglottis, nobody else. That's it. And it was a nasotracheal intubation that the anesthesiologist tried, couldn't get, but I eventually took over and was able to do it. And this guy was not tracheable. But it ended up working out extremely well. The guy walked out of the hospital, everything was fine. But it took a lot of self-coaching where a part of me wanted to go into everyone else's business, everyone in the operating room. What were they thinking of me? What was this mother going to think of me? What was going to happen to me if I didn't get this airway? What was going to happen to this patient's family, his brother, all of the people that loved him? And I had to have that part of me, like, you're not useful right now. I need you to go away. I need you to just sit over there for a minute. Go in the waiting room. It's just me and the airway. And so it's just you and the body part. That's it. Get back in your business. That is the only place you have power. The only place you have control is in your business. And so that is the B. After you have awareness, allowance, acceptance, you've taken your aligned action. Take a breath. Let 90 seconds pass. If you're having like a fight or flight reaction, just let it flow through you. It will pass. I promise you. If you don't resist it, it will pass. What you resist will persist. And then get back in your business. And then the final step, the ABCs of getting back in the current, is essentially going from known to unknown. And so to go from known to unknown, you have to generate very specific emotions in a very specific pattern, in a very specific order. And so the first emotion is certainty. What do I know for sure? Right? You're like, okay, I'm out of the current. You take 90 seconds. You put the lap on the wound. You're like, you've told the team. You're like, listen, I'm out of the current. It's okay. Nothing has gone wrong. I'm going to get back in. And then you take the lap off and you get back into certainty. So for when I was doing that parotid, I was like, okay, tragal pointer, posterior digastric, like tympanomastoid suture line, get all of your landmarks, get back into certainty. What do I know for sure? Just collect everything you know. Take inventory, take stock of what you know for sure. This part, this emotion lives in a very specific part of your brain. And once you can go there, the next thing you're going to want to do is use curiosity, which is going to be a portal to get you to creatively problem solve. Okay, curiosity is an emotion that you cannot feel when you are anxious. You cannot be in curiosity and fascination and all of these like beautiful, playful emotions and be anxious at the same time. It is not normal for a human being to feel anxious as if they're threatened, feel unsafe. Curiosity is a safe emotion. When you start feeling curiosity, when you generate curiosity, you're basically saying to your brain, we are safe. There is no danger here. And you can signal to your body, signal to your human animal, signal to everyone that you are safe by getting into curiosity and just saying, Okay, so you find all of your certainty, you notice your landmarks, you take stock, you take inventory, and you go, Okay. You notice you're a little lost, you get into curiosity. I wonder why I'm lost. What's going on here? It's an anxiety antidote. All right. And once you're in curiosity, that's when you can move very quickly into creativity. And creativity is essentially a muscle that allows you to solve for problems that you have not seen before. So if you're faced with a situation, a scenario in the operating room that is just something isn't that's new, anatomy that's new, or a constellation of things that are new that you did not encounter in your training or in your time as an attending, you just need to creatively problem solve for it. Creative problem solving is just taking all of the skills you've learned and putting together in a different way to come to a solution. It's almost like those three-in-one Legos where you get like one way to put the Lego together and then you take it all apart and then you put it like a second way. Like maybe in training, you learn to put the Lego a certain way and you just have to like dismantle it and put it together a different way. And so that's creativity. And so you cannot access your creativity when you are in anxiety. And that's why you need to quell your anxiety with your curiosity. Creativity lives in a completely different part of your brain. Certainty and creativity live in very different parts of your brain. In my course, my group program, Empowered Surgeons Group, I go very much into detail in a module called Your Four Characters, which talks about the four characters in your brain. And I go into a lot of detail about where certainty lives and where creativity lives using the this basically using as a resource Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, who is a Harvard neuroanatomist who had a stroke and gave a TED talk called My Stroke of Insight and wrote a book called Whole Brain Living. And I will say that I myself have lived this. I mean, I notice all the time when my brain is in certainty, when my brain is in creativity. And this is real. I mean, this is like creativity is how you expand your capacity. You've learned certainty. In all of your training, you learn certainty, you learn facts, you learn knowledge, you learn knowns. That is great. That is important. You have to apply that. But in order to evolve yourself, in order to grow and evolve and solve problems you've never seen before, I mean, you train for only 4 years of medical school, 5+ years of residency. That is not enough time for you to problem solve everything you'll encounter in your career for of decades. And so you need to access your creativity, you need to access your surgical intuition and your problem-solving skills. And accessing the creative part of your brain is essential. It is how innovation happens. It is everything. And so I go into detail and I give really specific examples about how different other previous surgeons and things have used that. And so that is your last C, okay? It's basically known to unknown. Certainty, curiosity, what's going on here? Creativity, all right? And that is how you solve for the unknown. That is how you get yourself back into the current. Allowance, acceptance, awareness, aligned action. You breathe, get back into your business, get that brain back into your business. When your brain says go left, you say, no, we're going to go right. We got to go back in our business. Then you find out what's certain, what you're certain about. What do I know for sure? Get curious. What's going on here? What am I missing? Okay, get curious about how to solve that problem and then creatively problem solve. Okay, and this can happen within a matter of 90 seconds. This is very quick. This is the ABCs of getting yourself back in the current. The more you get yourself back in the current, the more you build that muscle of a self-concept of someone who can get back in the current. And that gets you closer to that little that spectrum of self-trust. And so you're less in the self-doubt and you're more in the self-trust because you're like, listen, I can get back in. And so let me offer you one quick question to ask your brain. The more you start to get yourself back in the current and you start to build that self-trust, one question you can ask your brain when you start to feel yourself falling out and getting into self-doubt is, if I were the best person for the job, what would I do? It's such a fascinating question because the surgeons that you probably trained under and the people who are authorities, who are just like the giants in your field, they never ask this question because they know they're the best person for the job. They just show up as if they were. They're like, I am the best person for the job. There's no question. It is obvious. And so if you are someone who is in self-doubt, then it's fascinating for you to feel yourself being pulled into self-doubt, to pause and just say, like, hold on a second, brain. Let's just think for a second, like, if I were the best person for the job, what would I do? Who would I be? How would I show up in the operating room? How would I operate? How would I treat this patient? How would I treat my staff? Like, just like a thought experiment, like, who would I be if I were? And the more you start to ask your brain this question and you start to embody that, the more you start to create that. Okay, it's such a wonderful question. I used it for quite a while and it almost becomes natural where you're like, yeah, I am the best person for the job. And not in a way where you're egotistical or you're overconfident, you're just very trusting of your skills. That's what this does. It creates a scenario where you become trusting of your skills. You're like, I trust that I can do an excellent job. I know I can create excellence. And when I am not creating excellence, I know I can fix it. I can take care of this patient. I can show up in service to this patient to get them where, however I need to get them to where they need to go in those very rare instances where I don't execute excellently. And so just offer that to your brain. Not that you have to be perfect. None of us are perfect, but we do have the ability. There is nothing special about the giants you trained with. They are not inherently better than you. They just had a very different lived experience where hyperconfidence was part of their life and they applied it and they are smart and they have skills and like hyperconfidence plus intelligence plus skills leads to, you know, catapulting your career. You are also skilled and intelligent, but you can change the mindset to get yourself to a place where you can be in more self-trust and more confidence. I know it. I've done it myself. I've helped my clients through it. And so that is what I will leave you all with. And that is how you get back into the current when you fall out of the current. So remember that. It's the ABCs. You have to have awareness. I'm out. It's okay. Acceptance. This is normal. Nothing has gone wrong. Allowance. I'm okay. I'm okay being out of the current. Aligned action. Hey guys, I'm out of the current. This is okay. This happens. Breathe, get back in your business. Just me and this wound, just me and this body part. What am I going to do? Then get into certainty. What do I know for sure? Curiosity, and then creativity, and then creatively problem solve it. And that is the masterclass, you all. So hopefully that was helpful. And that's the masterclass. All right. So now, I'm going to get into questions. Let me just make sure I have the questions on. Hold on. Q&A. Here we go. Okay. Before I get to your questions, if you want to take this work further, you have the opportunity to work with me through the Empowered Surgeon Group. Okay. Empowered Surgeons Group is this one of a lifetime, never before created thing that is specifically for surgeons. And so what you have available to you is weekly group coaching, 7.5 hours of content, which is in the form of a video content, and then a 70 plus page workbook and a Facebook community. And so let me tell you about everything you get. And let me tell you how you can get that. Okay, hold on one second. Okay. So, what you get in the Empowered Surgeons Group, if you want to join, is you get a four-phase curriculum. The first set of modules, the first classrooms, are anatomy of a surgeon. And so, what you're going to learn is what is a surgeon? What is a human? What does it mean to be a human in the world of surgery, in the milieu of surgery specifically, where there is, you know, a lot of patriarchy and this whole thing, this whole container was built from William Halstead, who was like a cocaine addict. And like, we haven't really significantly altered it much except for letting women in, right? But it was created as a residency where mostly white men were residents in a hospital and they lived there and didn't get married. Okay, so like that is a fascinating thing to understand how the culture of surgery was born. And so you need to know who you are as a human being and the culture in which you exist, in which you trained, and not to say that we should vilify it. I am not at all like anti-William Halstead. He created this whole residency thing, and he did amazing things in surgery. He was the father of surgery. And he did it for patients. I get it. I get the intention, but we have to understand intention and impact are very different. And so, what I'm talking about is the impact of what was created and the impact of not changing that culture. And so, we'll talk about that in Anatomy of a Surgeon and also what it means to be a human, how humans think. We are products of our thought. We have 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day. Those create our feelings. Our feelings drive our actions. Our actions produce our results. And so, a lot of us live unconsciously where we walk around just believing our thoughts as if they were the truth. Our brains offer up stories and we take it as if our brain was reporting the news. What I will offer to you in this program is that you're going to learn how to question those thoughts. I will never forget when I first found coaching and I was like, what? Like, we're not our thoughts. I was like, what is this? And so then I started to learn to question my thoughts and to, you know, and to put them through inquiry, this thing called the work, again, from spiritual teacher Byron Katie. And now that I'm in my master coach training, which I'm currently in a master coach training program with Martha Beck, who is one of my spirit animals, my coaches, I am like taking everything to the next level. But you essentially have all of the material to uplevel your life in any way you want. It's all within your brain. Like your thoughts are literally everything. And so that is what we dive into in Anatomy of a Surgeon, and that is what we will coach around. It is so easy to fall into old habits because we are humans and we have a human brain that has a negativity bias. And so that is why coaching is just so incredibly valuable. The next thing you'll get is the unshakable surgeon self-concept. So like I said, you've probably been around surgeons or, you know, in training or maybe in colleagues who are just like, they can do no wrong. They think that their shit doesn't stink. They piss excellence all day, that even if they make mistakes, they like sweep it under the carpet. Or again, maybe you've seen really amazing surgeons who like, when they do make mistakes and it's few and far between, they admit to it and they're very humble about it, which is amazing. Those surgeons are amazing as well. But there are a subset of surgeons who just have these unshakable surgeon self-concepts where they can do no wrong. And I will offer to you that when you have a really strong self-concept, you are much less likely to make mistakes. I know this because I've lived it. I have lived a very low self-concept and I've lived a very high self-concept. And when I spent the last year and a half in my practice, I was at the top of my game. I keep telling my husband I went out like Seinfeld when I left my practice last year. I was the most efficient. I was a great diagnostician and I was efficient in the clinic. I was efficient in the OR. I had the strongest self-concept I've ever had in my entire career. And so it does translate to better outcomes. It translates to better patient communication. It translates to just an easier life when you have a great self-concept. There's so much drama when our self-concept is one of an imposter or I'm not good enough or I'm broken or there's something wrong with me. Like that is not useful for anyone. And it's such a common thing to come across. I 100% am always battling that part of me that wants to pull me there, but there is a solution for it. So if you are one of those people who struggles with any of that, like I can 100% help you. Mastering drama is another one of the module or the classrooms that you'll get in this in Empowered Surgeon Group. And drama is so important to understand. We have the victim, villain, and hero. And as humans, we love drama, but drama is very draining. And so you have to understand it. And patients love to pull you into drama, especially when we're talking about like healthcare heroes, right? They like to say, like, you have to hero me. It is a very tricky thing to step into when you take the invitation to be a hero. You are simultaneously taking the invitation to be a villain. And so you have to understand that. Patients will invite you to be their hero, and that will disempower the patient and make the patient take the victim role, and then will also set you up to be the victim or be the villain. And so you can spin around in this triangle. Because if you are the villain, then you will feel like the victim. If the patient vilifies you, you'll be like, wait, now I was your hero. Now I feel like a victim because you're vilifying me. And so it's just not useful to be spinning around in this drama triangle. There is this brilliant guy named David Emerald who came up with this amazing reframe for the drama triangle. And I go deep into what that means in the Mastering Drama classroom. And so you're going to want to definitely check that out. And then mastering emotions. I mean, everything we do, don't do, or react to is to feel something or not feel something. We got into this profession because we wanted to feel purposeful, because we wanted to have an impact, we wanted to help patients. We wanted that feeling. When we finish a case that's really hard and we're in the current, we love that feeling state. We hate the feeling state of self-doubt, of anxiety, of inadequacy, of urgency, of feeling like we don't know what we're doing. Okay, so understanding your emotions and that we are feeling, thinking creatures is how you have the secret to the universe. And so, mastering emotions is another really important set of classrooms. And so, that's what you get, 7.5 hours of content right away. And so, if you check your email, and so what you're going to want to do is check your email. You have an email in your inbox right now, and it gives you all of this information. You can sign up right away. Okay, and you can have immediate access to all of these modules. And wherever you are in your career, like if you are a resident, if you're a new attending, if you're 20 years out, like it doesn't matter. It's never too late to learn all of this. We all need this. I couldn't believe it when I learned all of these coaching concepts. And I was like, where has this been all my life? So, like, part of my mission as a surgeon coach is to bring all of this to all of you in a very affordable way. And so that is the next piece, is that this is a one-time price. You know, one all you do is pay once, $19.97. It's on demand. As soon as you pay, you get it. Okay. It's risk-free, meaning if you don't get what you came for, you can have all of your investment back without any hard feelings from me. And you have lifetime access. So you can take all the time you need. I mean, honestly, we have commutes. I learned all of my coaching on my commute. I had a 30-minute commute to my practice. I literally built a coaching practice commuting to and from my office last year. I got coach training on my lunch hour and driving to and from my practice. This is something you can add into your life, and it is worth it. I know it is worth it. One of the things I will tell you is that as a mother of two children, 9 and 11, this has been studied and it's amazing. When mothers are well, their children follow suit. When I was going through my deepest, darkest depression of insomnia and suicidality and all of the awful things and panic attacks in 2021, my kids were not well. And I will never forget my son saying to my daughter, as she was mentioning something to me, and she was like, he said, "Nora, stop that. You're scaring mama." And in that moment, when I had just started learning these concepts and I was coming out of the depths of like the deepest, darkest point of my life, I took my kids aside and I was like, "Listen." I was like, "Nora, you can't scare mama." I was like, "Colin, Nora cannot scare mama. No one can scare mama but herself. I am the only person who can scare myself. You cannot scare me." But what I had taught my kids was that I was in such anxiety and in such fear that every single thing scared me. I mean, everything scared me. I was terrified of the world. I was just like paranoid and terrified of the world. And so as I taught them, I was like, "You cannot scare me. I scare me." That was like a turning point for them. And since then, I mean, it's been what? That was 2021, so 4 years. My kids are the most incredible, resilient, amazing human beings. I'm every day I'm amazed by how mature and how incredibly aware they are. And so as soon as I got well, my kids got well. And if that is not like a reason to get yourself well, it's probably true of paternal, you know, of men too. If it's not just the maternal units, it's the paternal units. But for whatever reason, the studies have shown that even when 80-year-old women find themselves, they get better, they get help, they get themselves together, their 56-year-old children feel the effects. And so I've lived that. I know that to be true. And so it's never too late. It is never too late to start learning this material. And as soon as I learned it, I was like, why did I not learn this sooner? And what I have done is put this together in a form that is very palatable and very consumable by surgeons. It's made for surgeons by a surgeon who has been trying it out in the clinic, who has lived it, trying out in the OR, who has lived it. Okay. And so that is what you get, the four foundational phases and where you want to go. So like I said, you have an email in your inbox. You're going to want to go to your email, open that up and go ahead and click the link, and you're going to want to sign up now. And so the enrollment is $19.97. You could also go to courses.melfeckercoaching.com/courses/empoweredsurgeon. And again, either you get the transformation or it's risk-free. So I have zero desire to take your money if you don't get transformation. And so this investment is for you. You are investing for you. This investment is not for me. It is 100% for you. And it's not very much, but I need you to invest a little bit so that you pay attention. When you pay attention, and you have to pay a little bit to pay attention. And so you want to pay so that you sign up, you turn on the modules, you watch them all the way through, you show up to the group coaching. All right. And so that is the next thing that I'm going to talk to you about, because it's so hard to just like watch these modules. You can watch them over and over again. It's totally fine. You have lifetime access. But because it's so hard to implement this stuff, that is why there's group coaching. All right. And so every single Wednesday, I have changed it. I was going to have 6 months, but honestly, I'm like, you know what? I'm showing up every single Wednesday starting April 30th at 4 p.m. Eastern. And if there are humans there, I will show up. Okay. And so you have forever access to me until this whole thing ends. And because this is an inaugural kind of launching of this whole program, the Empowered Surgeons Group, if you are an innovator, a quick start, like the early bird gets the worm, right? I have always been a quick start type person, and that has never steered me wrong. And so you are going to get the benefit of this price and the benefit of this group and the benefit of my master coach container. I am coming to you simultaneously in my master coach container. And so I will bring the energy of that to the group. But I will show up every single Wednesday for all of you. And you know, the question might be, one, like, am I going to have time for this? Yes, you will have time. The first thing I will offer you is that you have to make time. That is the first part of setting boundaries. But if you do not, there will be replays available. And the second thing I will offer you is, why should I sign up now? Like, why am I going to sign up now if you're going to be doing this forever? And the reason why you want to sign up now is because there is no reason to wait. Had I had someone take me aside in 2019 and said, there is this secret to living life, I would have been like, what? Like, yes, sign me up. I had to have my back against the wall. And I'm not taking away your back against the wall moment. You might need that. But I had to be in the depths of despair before I was able to access all of this information. And so part of my mission is to stop surgeons from having to be in that moment, to have their back against the wall and to be forced to kind of pivot their lives. And so that's why I'm offering this to you in this very affordable price. And you can have access to me every single Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And what we will do is we will work this process. And so I will guide you through the curriculum and we will work through this together. You will get transformation. I will give you insights. I will guide you through questions and we will do some group coaching and I will teach you all about what coaching is. All you have to do is show up, have a quiet space, have a microphone, and just be present for an hour. And so that will help you implement these things. It's so easy to forget these concepts. It's so easy for our human brain to go back and fall back on old habits. I will keep your ass on track. All right. And that is how you keep your ass on track with group coaching. All right. And because it's so, you know, it's hard to do these concepts without communing with others, you also get a Facebook community, which is part of the package. And so this is only one topic that is only one topic we access in this or that we talk about in this community, and that is protecting the asset, which is you. You are the asset, you are the surgeon. So we're not going to talk about this patient or that patient with this problem. You have just two hashtags, and that's celebrate and support. And so you can celebrate yourself whenever you have wins, or support if you need support. So if you have something going on and you need some support from the community, like something's going on where you've had like a complication, or maybe a patient left you a bad Google review and you're like reeling from it, you can post in this community. There is no posting about pictures of your kids or memes or politics or patient issues. It is just surgeons talking about professional development, about personal development. And so there's celebration and support. And so you can celebrate yourself when you say no to your office manager or to your boss, or when you don't let that patient like at come in like last minute and you just say like no, they have to reschedule, or you don't take that case that your senior partner wanted you to take, whatever it is. Like you can celebrate yourself for standing up for yourself. And then you can also get support from me and your peers. Okay, and so you get that as well. Okay, and so just to recap, in the Empowered Surgeon Group, you get the four-phase process, you get group coaching, you get the Facebook community. And I did not mention this, but because it is so hard to deal with complications when you don't have immediate support, like right when you have a patient complication, you get in your car and you're crying and it's like 9 p.m., you don't want to call your best friend, you need something to like catch you in that moment. And so I have a complication and mistake bonus module that you can go to help you get your brain wrapped around it. It'll help you kind of like unlayer and break apart what's happening in your head when complications and mistakes happen. And we have those mornings where we're like, I don't want to go to the OR. I don't want to go to clinic. You dread it. I have these mindset resets in the bonus modules. Okay. So those are available to you as well. And so you're going to want to go to courses.melthackercoaching.com/empowered surgeon. Okay. And I will take some questions. One of the questions is this for surgeons only? Yes. At my last webinar, there was a radiologist who was asking if they could join this course. And the answer is no. I said yes last time, but I'm completely changing my answer. This is just surgeons. Here's why. Because when we are in a group coach setting, I do not want to be tackling problems that are not pertainable to surgeons specifically. And so if you are not a surgeon, please do not sign up for this course. There is no reason for you to sign up for this course. You will not be coached in the group coaching container. But I will offer to you, please hold if you are not a surgeon and you're on this call, if you're on this webinar, there will be some offerings through a publishing company that I'm co-founding with a group of seven other physicians called the Hippocratic Collective. And so we are working with them. There's a family physician, pediatric physicians, pediatricians, and there will probably be an offering, and an OBGYN as well. There will be an offering to non-surgeons, but for this container, I have thought long and hard about it. And I only want this container to be specific to surgeons because I just do not want to tackle any problems that are not relevant to the group. And if I have a diagnostic radiologist or if I have an internal medicine doctor who's presenting problems that are not specific to surgeons, it may not be relevant to the group. And so just to keep the relevancy in this container, this is a surgeon-only container. This is a surgeon-only course, a surgeon-only group. And so if you are not a proceduralist, so if you're an interventional radiologist, you're allowed to join. If you work in some sort of vascular intervention, you're allowed to join. But if you are not a proceduralist or a surgeon, then this is not the course for you. But stay tuned. There will be some, stay tuned to my webinars. There will be some more coming up that will probably be pertainable to non-surgeons. Okay. And because you guys have stayed with me, oh my gosh. So if you're still on this, on this webinar with me, oh my gosh, have you read Ulysses? This is like an incredible book that I have just picked up. But anyway, it's apparently like the second hardest piece of literature in like the English language. And it's amazing. It's about like one guy's walk through Dublin. But anyway, so I'm reading that, but because you're here today, and I don't always do this, but I want to do something special for you. If you sign up in the next 72 hours, so if you sign up in the next 3 days, you get mailed to you The Empowered Surgeon Workbook. And so this is a 70 plus page book that will walk you through all of these amazing exercises to help you work through all of these concepts that I'm talking to you about. I am so proud of this, and it is going to change you. I have had so many of my clients tell me that it's so annoying. You get access to this if you sign up for the course. You get the PDF. You can have it like printed at Staples if you want, but it's so nice to just have like a beautifully bound book like in your hands. And so if you sign up in the next 72 hours, you will get this shipped express mailed to your door and you can start working on this right away. I have gotten so much good feedback from my clients about this book. I have worked through this book. This is all of the lessons I have learned in my journey and my coach training. I essentially have taken stock of everything I've learned and put it into this book, into these really simple exercises that help you get insight on who you are. You start to unlearn a lot of the cultural conditioning. It's literally a subtracting, okay? A subtracting, a shedding of all of the things that have piled on and like completely just distanced you from your essential self. So you have your social self, which is the part of you that is buying into all of the cultural narratives. And then you have your essential self that is just like being buried by this. And so what this book will do will help you shed those cultural narratives and help you identify who that essential self is. You're also going to learn how to develop an ironclad self-concept. Self-concept is such an important piece. All roads lead to self-concept, and we're forever trying to work on our self-concept. It is so normal for that self-concept to go down and go up and go down and go up. And so, if you learn your self-concept, you start to pay attention and have an awareness of where your self-concept is every single day, you are going to be in a much better position than somebody who is just completely unconscious to it. And so, this book will walk you through a beautiful exercise to get you through that. It's going to talk all about shame. I mean, shame is utilized so often in the culture of medicine and surgery. And so understanding shame, not just shame in being a human in surgery, but also shame in the form of tribal shame. Shame is such an old, really highly motivating human emotion. And so you have to understand it. You have to understand why it's so easy to utilize to move people. Okay. If you don't want shame to move you, you have to understand shame and understand your own shame and recognize when you are going to deny and be unshameable. When you're going to say, listen, you're going to throw shame at me, I will not receive it. And so I teach you how to do that. It's also going to teach you how to develop know, like, and trust with your patients, which is how you basically protect your career. We walk around terrified that we're going to get sued. We walk around terrified that patients are going to retaliate. I promise you, if you develop know, like, and trust, and you can with every single patient, that is the best insurance you will possibly take out on your career. I will teach you how to do it with a simple five-step process in the Empowered Surgeon book. Okay, 12 years of experience in this one book. Okay, and you get this express ship to your door when you sign up in the next 72 hours for the Empowered Surgeon group. And so you're going to want to go to your email. And you're going to want to sign up. And listen, like I said, I got you covered. If you are a resident, if you are a fellow, if you are newly out of training, if you're 20 years out of training, if all of this sounds new to you, you are covered. This is starting from the foundational concepts of being a human in the world of surgery to the self-concept work, which is essential and foundational to all about drama, which is what humans revolve around, is drama. You have to understand drama and emotions, which are the key to the universe in terms of what we do. Everything we do or don't do is to feel an emotion. And so if you want to motivate yourself, you have to generate the emotions that move you forward. If you're going to be stuck, then you're going to have emotions like confusion and indecision and things that keep you stuck. And so when you understand your emotions, then you can start leveraging them to create whatever life you want to create, right? All right. And so that's what you get. And so again, you get the four-phase curriculum, you get anatomy of a surgeon, you get unshakable surgeon self-concept, you get mastering drama, you get mastering emotions, you get those bonus modules about mindset resets for your OR, mindset resets for your clinic, and you get the unlayering process for when you have complications and mistakes. So you have a complication, it's 9 p.m., you're leaving, you kept it all together, you haven't even cracked like a tear, you're just like stoic as hell. And then you get into your car and you just start bawling. You don't need to feel alone and isolated. You just pull up your phone, you log into Empowered Surgeons Group, and you pull up the bonus course on complications and mistakes. It will walk you through. I think it's like a 20-minute module. It will walk you through what is going on from someone who has been there, from someone who has coached surgeons who have been there, who have been just the, you know, we can show up, we can pretend, we can show up as like the most, you know, put together humans, but inside we are just falling apart. And so we need someone to help us too. We are not emotionless robots, we are human beings. We need someone to support us. I am making it my mission to support surgeons like you. Okay. And so that is why I've created these bonus courses. I know what it's like when we go into the OR and we're just like dreading our day. I used to cry when I would drive to the OR. I know what it's like. And so getting a mindset reset for just like a couple of minutes, you can listen to it on your commute or driving to your clinic and just get a little mindset reset so you can like get yourself into the right headspace is everything. You're also going to get the Facebook community where you have other surgeons that are like-minded, where you guys can talk about celebrations, you can support each other. We don't talk about anything else other than personal development in the world of surgery, what it's like being a human in surgery. And you get weekly coaching from me indefinitely. We start April 30th. So that is next week, next Wednesday, not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow. We start 4 p.m. Eastern time. There are replays. But we will meet every single Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. I am there for you. I will guide you through this curriculum. I will bring all of my master coach training energy to this container. It is 1 hour of your time. I know it is a big ask to like show up every week. And if you can make it amazing, it will be transformational for you. But even just watching your peers, if you're one of those like introverts or someone who is very shy about being coached, just showing up and watching your peers being coached is so transformational. Okay. And $19.97 is the price. And so I will take any other questions. If anybody has questions, just pop them in the chat. Like I said, the big question was, is this for anybody but surgeons? And the answer is no, just surgeons, only surgeons. Another big question I get is like, what is coaching? And how does it differ from therapy? So therapy is a lot of taking someone from non-functional to functional. Coaching, if you think of like a high-performance athlete, is taking someone who is like getting by and like taking them to mastery. It is up level. And it's incredible. It's fascinating to me that every other high-performance athlete has a coach, and yet we as surgeons are not offered coaching. It is mind-boggling to me, but it basically takes you from someone who is, you know, who is doing it alone to someone who has like an entire army of support behind you. And so that when your brain, which is a human brain, has a negativity bias and likes to take you down rabbit holes that do not serve you, starts to harass you with stories, you have someone who can walk beside you and be like, let's look at that, let's see where that takes you, and let's consider the alternative. And so a coach is essentially a thought partner. And it's fascinating to me when you get coached in a group setting. I think group coaching is just so incredibly transformative because we will watch, like, I always see this in my containers. I'm in a 200K mastermind right now. And like, whenever I watch my peers getting coached, they're talking and I'm like, oh my God, I thought that was me and I thought I was alone. And so you will hear other surgeons being coached and talking about their experiences vulnerably, and you'll just be like, oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one. And it's like it normalizes it, and you're like, everyone thinks this way. So it's this whole concept of pluralistic ignorance where we all think we're the only ones with imposter syndrome. Like we all have anxiety, we all have imposter syndrome, we all have self-doubt, we all fall out of the current, right? We're all falling out of the current. We just don't talk about it. And so once you normalize it, it's so transformative. So even if you're shy and you're introverted and you don't want to be coached, it's so amazing to just be watching from like the sidelines and hearing someone tell their experience that completely reminds you you're a resourceful human. So a lot of these things are are common. A lot of these stories are common. And so they'll tell a story of like a patient with a complication or somebody who gives them a bad Google review or something happens in the clinic and you're like, oh my God, that happened to me. It happens so often. It's like wild to me. That happens all the time in the containers I've been in coaching. And so that is what I will offer you about coaching. Okay. So I will take a couple more questions. We are at the hour, but out of respect for your time, I think we will just kind of leave it. So unless I'll give you just like 2 more minutes. If anybody has any more questions, just pop them in the chat and I will take them. But if not, we will end it. All right. So fun. I hope you all have a lovely night.
Hey, surgery is the one profession that has not figured out how to capitalize on the magic of coaching. That stops today. The Empowered Surgeons Group is a revolutionary, transformative group coaching experience that is now enrolling. It is enrolling forever, but the reason you're going to want to start today is because you don't want to waste another minute to feel better. You don't have to spend your life feeling anxious or angsty or frustrated or irritated on the daily. You're going to want to sign up at courses.melthackercoaching.com/courses/empowered surgeon or click the link in the show notes. I will see you inside the group.